This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win, order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Till I die.
And that has not worked as we planned and rehearsed backstage. Let's try again, shall we? Hello, how are you wonderful people? Of course, all great plans never ever work out as you rehearse for them. It is, of course, LTID TV1, and this is your prediction show. Boy, oh boy, have we got a week to catch up on and go through and digest. Any words you want to begin with, Dee, at the start? Well, we will get cracking in a minute. We have a celebrity in the background. Don't let him hear it. His head's already big. He may have starred on the infamous BBC Radio Leicester Now When You're Smiling podcast. Again, don't let this egotistical moment go to his head. But he is here for the prediction show, although I might bring him back down to earth with his league position. It is Christopher, Chris, I added to the stage and then removed in half a second. How are you, sir?
I will admit my mistake at the start, but that one was your mistake.
That was. It's all right. It's not live. We're not live. We're live.
No. It's actually the weekend sports preview that I was on. So many now. It was me and Owen, and we were discussing Enzo's press conference and the match, and obviously FFP. So those are the three topics we discovered. It's available via a link on the Leicester Till I Die Twitter, also Leicester Till I Die Facebook group, or obviously just go along to wherever you find your BBC podcast from, and you will find it. But I've said that I will not charge you any more than my normal fee for coming on here now.
Oh, well, that's great, because I'm skint as it is. bring you back down to a very humbled beginning. We are obviously here, and we're going to move ourselves to the side. We're going to move to the left, the char-char slide, because we're trying to present ourselves a bit new, aren't we, Chris? We've got a lovely little prediction show banner at the bottom there, and that gives us more chance to really plug away at where you can find us, what show you're on, and what we're doing. Prediction-wise, neither of us are doing great. Hi to John, who says, hi, brothers. Ronald's in the house. He says, hi. And, right, are we who's doing it? Because I said, right.
Well, I sent you a message, but you didn't actually answer me.
Oh, I did the second time round. Sorry. I tell you what, you are the... You are the guest of honor. You can have the control of everybody and what they're saying.
Well, it just allows you to do all the writing down and everything. That is
very true. I should have said that to begin with. Sorry. It's because I went to clip it. I went to move my mouse away and clicked on it. Take two, everybody. Take two.
To me, to you.
I know, Rob. We are organized, I swear. Well, you know, if your fame was going to get ahead of you, Chris, we are here with Predictions Week 33. And there's been some interesting activity over a doubleheader, hasn't there? Let's bring up the table.
It has, but it is actually game week 35.
Yeah, Chris, I
forgot to update it. I've been on the BBC today. I've been all over. I'm doing the radio. I've got another radio show coming up later. Yeah. So look, just be grateful I bloody did it.
Oh, here we go. Here we are. Us peasants aren't good enough for you to hang around with. Well, there we go. As we can see, it's tied to the nun's rear end in that middle section. Lots and lots of close points, anywhere from, well, pretty much yourself down to Spencer in 12. It's a packed battle for that last European spot. But
it's like two tables, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. You've got your middle bracket and then you've got your top four. When I say running away from it, they're ahead of us middle peasants with our 230s and 227s and whatnot. However, is Doug doing a Leicester? Because he had a glorious, glorious lead. And he is in the chat today, as you can see him there. To me, to you, well, Doug, it was an impressive double header for your nearest competitor, but that lead is getting precariously cut down, isn't it, Chris? You know, for weeks we've been saying Doug's running away from it, and maybe he's become literal part of the furniture at Leicester because he's doing a Leicester right now. He's trying his best to throw it away.
Baby brain, I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it is. Well, some of his score predictions are a bit eccentric, but they are working for him.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind, mate. Look where he is compared to us.
Well, that is very true, but I still stand by the fact that I'm a two-time Premier League champion. So, you know, I'm willing to let this one go. I've given up on the idea of making him a record.
I just clowed onto the fact that I've been on the BBC, so I don't need a lot of you.
Boring. Right, enough of that plug.
But I think when you look at that, it kind of goes from first to sixth. I don't think any of us are going to catch Jeff, to be honest with you. I think those top six are going to be the six. And then, it's anybody then, from me down to Spencer, really.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, it's a nice little mini league, if you will. We're like, sod top spot. We're not going to get that. No one wants it anyway. It's only Championship Division. Doug can have his moment in the sun if he wins it. But it's, like you said, probably... I mean, given how well people did throughout the weeks, Chris, you wouldn't rule Jeff out of making a comeback. He was up second for a majority of the season.
Doug, make
haste on these predictions. None of these 6-3s and 1-0 wins to Rotherham against Southampton. So not, they haven't come stuck.
Do you not think it's embarrassing that the Championship Prediction League is being led? By the fan who supports a Premier League team?
Well, I don't know if it's more embarrassing for us Championship fans or the fact that he can predict a better league than the one he's in. I don't know. Maybe he's winning a Premier League prediction league knowing Doug. He's probably got that many going on.
Knowing
Doug. Right then, I'm
not... And then, of course, you've got the little bottom one, haven't you, if you pardon the expression, Luke and Dave.
Well, they're out there. they're the LTID. What was the show called? The Raggy Dolls. They're like the they're in the reject bin. They came in late and they're in their own little three-way battle between Luke and Dave. And they're having their own little. It's the ashes. It's the ashes, yeah. Isn't it? And right now, as per the Australians are on top of the England there because it's the ashes battle that Luke is winning outright. Well, you've seen the predictions league. Now, as I just checked what the next slide was before I pressed it, because I wanted to see what it was, you think this show's pre-prepped. You're talking nonsense. We are, compared to what the table told you, we're not skip forward 4 weeks into the future. We are on game week 37, Chris. We are running out of time. Leicester are, well, getting close to that goal, but looking over their shoulder, but also teams trying to catch us up or running out of games to do so. Most notably, now, before anyone screams blue murder, Chris has already given me and put his prediction in the chat, the predictions league chat for tonight's game. Now then, Chris, 23rd Sheffield Wednesday, on a bit of a resurgence. They are in a, I would say, a 5, maybe 16 battle to try and avoid the drop. We're not saying that they are. Rotherham are gone. So there's only 2 relegation spots up for grabs. They are my favourite team to predict in the last 8 weeks because I've pretty much got a point or more off them, regardless of which way I've gone. They're taking on Leeds United, who, well, they made us premature celebrate, didn't they? Because they couldn't beat 10 men Huddersfield and then we couldn't beat QPR. So, Chris, for their entertainment, not mine, I know your prediction. Are Sheffield Wednesday... Did they have a chance to cause an upset? I mean, couldn't beat 10 men Huddersfield for 55 minutes, only just beat the worst team in the Championship, Stoke, 1-0. Are they going to slip up again? Is there an opportunity there?
I'm actually regretting the prediction I've put in now.
Funny enough, sorry, why?
I did rush it a little bit. I mean, I think I said a few weeks ago that whoever finishes above Leeds will get promoted. So they are very, very strong. Sheffield Wednesday, look, they're fine. But I said this when I was on the BBC earlier. I actually said when we played the games in the first half of the season, teams weren't playing for anything because they had really no idea where they're going to be. We're now 10 games away from the end of the season. You know, we're in mid-March now. You know, it finishes in May. And Sheffield Wednesday know now they're fighting for their lives.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, I saw a thing on Sky earlier where they were showing, like, how the league table had moved every week. They're quite clever the way that Sky do them. And Sheffield Wednesday, of course, started off at the bottom. But yeah, so Sheffield Wednesday know they've got, you know, that they're fighting. And like you say, it isn't a case now. I think Rotherham are down. We know we'll come on to Rotherham in a bit. But, you know, you can forget them. You know, good night, sweetheart sort of thing for them. But Sheffield Wednesday have really given themselves a chance to fight. I mean, okay, they're still 23rd, but they're on 38. Up to Plymouth in 16 are only on 40.
Yeah, I mean, it is our predictions league is as realistic as a league you're going to get. It is tight all the way through. And I know people say, oh, they've got nothing to fight for. Well, you'll probably find from 6th down to about 13th, 14th, maybe there's only 5 or 6 points a gap. And that can get, well, we're the truest witnesses to it. That can easily get turned over in a double header and all of a sudden you're in trouble or you're fighting for something. So, Chris, ultimately, though, did you let your heart rule your head or did you go for a win?
Well, I am, just as we speak, typing in a revised prediction. Because it's not kicked off yet.
It's true.
I'm allowed to change, and I wanted to let people know that I've actually changed it in the league, not just sort of, you know, on the show. And you go, wah, 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 wah. Did you know? And not a lot of people know this. that Leeds are second in the form table. Sheffield Wednesday are third. They've only lost one, and that was to us in the last six games. Do you remember that winning feeling? Originally, I'd gone for 2-1 to Leeds, but I'm actually going to change that, and I'm going to start with my first Desmond, and I'm going to go 2-2.
Hey, there we go. We need a button. We need a button. We need a Desmond button because it's a Chris special. He's gone for a 2-2. And do you know what, Chris? I cannot blame you because, funny enough, the score you just put up there from John, I left this prediction till last on my list. Normally what I do is I write them down. As you know, I write them – well, you can't see, but yeah. I write them down so I can fill in what the score is and whoever's on the show – oh, excuse me. Whoever's on the show, what scores I've gone for and what they've gone for. Yeah. I learned from the best, right? And I left it blank. And until I typed it in the group, which for different reasons, I had to retype in there three times because I get put in either no score or I had Huddersfield scoring 11 goals. Something they've done all season, it feels like. But I left this
just a hint here. Do it on something, you know, on Word or something, and then copy and paste.
Well, I did just copy it. Paste it,
yeah.
Repost it and delete it. But anyway, so I was torn between my heart and my head because my heart wanted Leeds to stutter, Leeds to draw this game. And you know what? I will happily, because I have to, it's the rules, but I'd happily allow you to get the point over me on this one for backing the draw because that's what realistically I want to happen. I know we should never, you know, it was like last season, can't rely on other teams to do the job for you. And obviously, let's do their job. It ultimately doesn't matter because they're the position we're in. But I nearly changed it to 1-1. However, I have not gone against Sheffield Wednesday because I never was with them. I just said I'm having a good streak of predicting their result. I have gone for a Leeds win, and I can't change it because I have put mine in.
Just go down. I'll talk.
Well, I could, but I can't be bothered to. I'm going to stick with my guns. My original thought.
I agree with you. And I would have probably gone with 1-1, but before I actually said it, John typed it in the chat. So I thought, well, I can't go for that.
I see. He's learning, folks. Well, I've gone 3-1 Leeds. And I hate to say it, but I have gone 3-1 to Leeds United. So up the Sheffield. I will honestly right now, just as long as Leicester do their job in their game, if Sheffield United draw when it's now just an added bonus. Yeah. So that's the Friday night bonanza game predicted. Chris gone 2-2. I've gone for a 3-1 to Leeds. And we then move on to the next game, which, as you can see on the list, is Cardiff, who are just outside the playoffs in 10th. They are a few points away from there. And funnily enough, our closest rivals in terms of position and points-wise... Chris... I thought it was the mightiest Leeds United who were coming for us. No, it's Ipswich Town that have gone back up to second. Yeah. Oh, how strange. Must have been an error in the system. I thought they'd won the league after they beat us. But apparently Cardiff and 10th are playing second place Ipswich Town, Leeds fans. Second place Ipswich Town. I'm not being salty. I'm not being a twat, but I am.
Some chips with that salt?
Oh, I'll love some vinegar to douse it on the Leeds fans' saltiness. Cardiff in 10th, like I said, Chris chasing a playoff place. Coming up against an Ipswich Town side who have got themselves back into second. But again, and I feel like all the top four teams are doing this recently, just about got away with it with Bristol City. Saying that, they did more than what we managed in games when we've been behind recently. But they just edged past Bristol City. Yeah, another jammy last-minute goals. I mean, how much jam do they have with the amount of 96, 97-minute goals they've scored to get a point or three? But they are away. So this is another tough match because Cardiff are chasing that playoff spot and Ipswich will want to keep Leeds at bay and potentially overtake. Well, they can't do it because of goal difference, but get level with us at the top. Chris, this isn't going to be easy for them. Is this a game where we look at it and go, this is an opposition that have the chance to take points off our closest rivals, Ipswich?
You would hope so, being Leicester fans. But look, Ipswich, I want to hate them, but I can't. You know, some teams you just like for whatever reason. And Ipswich, I just like, probably because I'm older and I remember them when they had Bobby Robson and Muir and what have you playing for them. I just like Ipswich Town. They're a little provincial club and I'd love them to come up with us, you know, not just because it had dropped Leeds into the playoffs, but because I think they're having a fantastic season. And fair play to them, you know. If they finish in the playoffs, they would have to say, we've had a bloody good season. However, you know, anything above that is a bonus for them. And they are playing without a fear. Like you say, what are you doing? Like you say, you know, 1-0 Bristol City, 1-1, 2-1 Bristol City, 2-2, 90 off minute, it's 3-2. I mean, they are literally like that black knight in the Monty Python film. You know, whatever you cut off, he still comes for you. And fair play to them. You know, they are doing what we can't at the moment, and it's killing teams off and fighting for the whole 90 minutes. And, of course, they can, you know, the ball's supposed to go between those three pieces of wood rather than either side of it. But I think they will get the points here. The top of the form table are Ipswich. They've won 6 out of 6. Cardiff, in fairness, they've won their last three, but before that they'd drawn one and then they'd lost two, including a 4-1 defeat at Norwich. The teams that Cardiff have beat, Stoke, Bristol City, Huddersfield, You probably look at that and go, yeah, I'm not surprised they won those three games, you know. But, I mean, when you look at Ipswich, they put 4 past Millwall, 2 past Swansea, 4 past, you know, Rotherham. That was 4-3. 3 past Birmingham, 2. You know, they can we borrow their striking coach, please? I had gone 2-1 to Ipswich, but again, I'm going to physically change it and go 3-1 because they are just putting the ball in that net.
Yeah, and you saw John's prediction. So,
no, in fairness, I had written 2-1 down before John had gone for that.
No.
If it's
don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the boogie. Blame it on the John. That's what Chris.
Yeah, blame it on Michael Jackson. He got blamed for everything else, didn't he? It's going to be close, says Kyle.
I mean, that is true. I mean, it's funny that I think you must be psychic though, Chris, because you've gone 3-1 Ipswich. And again, this wasn't really that difficult because, yes, they are susceptible. Cardiff will be up for this game. And it's good. It's kind of good that we're at this point in the season because every team's pretty much fighting for something in their own way. And I actually have gone for Ipswich win, and you must be trying to avoid my score lines like the plague, because I actually went for a 2-1 Ipswich win. So we've both gone for Ipswich wins, but you've changed yours. John, stop commenting. Until Chris gives me a commitment on his score, stop commenting. Blasphemy. No,
in fairness, it would have been easy for me to have copied John, because that's what you accuse me of all the time. So yeah, I'm just saying
you're avoiding John's homework. You like, you know, when you change the names in someone's homework just to make it look like yours. Speaking of fighting for their lives, we mentioned that these two teams next are in the bracket trying to survive. Blackburn in 17th at home to Plymouth A. I'm glad they're putting out their A team, Plymouth, and it's not Plymouth B. I guess, obviously, it's Argyle. Yeah, shit joke. Move on, Brad. 17th versus 16th. So, Chris, I do feel like if Ipswich weren't going above and beyond this season, Plymouth would be in the limelight a lot more. It's a team that's come up, you know, we're going to talk about them in a few games' time. Rotherham are already practically down, apart from maths, really. It's only the mathematics that are keeping them up right now. You would have normally expect the two other promoted sides to be in and around that relegation zone, scrapping it out. And being 16th at this point in the season is nothing to turn your nose at. It's a fair few places above the drop. They're going away to Blackburn, who are on a disastrous season. I still say it's the most disappointing performance from a side this season. And again, they might finish a few places high, but it's nowhere near. They're not going to finish anywhere near where where they were expecting, and Plymouth are better away from home. I will go first on this one, Chris, so you can copy my homework or avoid it. I actually think Plymouth are gonna keep that away trend going. They seem to, you know, not feel the pressure when away from home. I've gone for a 2-0 Plymouth win, and I think Blackburn are going to be in trouble.
Blackburn are in trouble. And I think for Plymouth, fair play to them. Me, and along with, I think, a lot of fans, had Plymouth in our bottom three. And I think if Plymouth finished 21st, they will have exceeded their own expectations. You know, I watched, I don't know if anybody else saw the TV game when they played Leeds in the FA Cup. And it was at Plymouth. It was a replay, and it was absolutely peeing down. And it was 1-1 up until about the, you know, it was into extra time, and then they just literally just crumbled, and it ended up 4-1 to Leeds. But even the Leeds fan that we know, Carl, admitted that it wasn't a 4-1 game. I was really impressed with Plymouth. That said, their form at the moment, they're 22nd in the form table. And Blackburn, though, aren't an awful lot better. They're 20th in the form table. Blackburn haven't won in six, but they have managed to draw four. Plymouth have only won one in six, but they have lost four. I originally thought that Plymouth would probably get this, but Blackburn are in a scrap. I mean, Blackburn have had a bad season. The manager's gone. He's gone off to Sweden to be the national team manager, so he can't be that bad. I wanted him, if you remember, at the start of the season, but I don't think he got the backing from the chicken owners, you know, the chicken farmers that own them. So he decided to cluck off. And I'm going to go... I am going to go for a 1-1.
Well, the draw specialist strikes again. He's got a Desmond, and now he's got a 1-1. He's in again.
I'll get up to 7-7 by the end of the show, don't worry.
I know, right? Well, I know you eager beavers, if you're new to the show, are probably looking at that list of fixtures and going, oh, gosh, already we're going to speak about the Hull City Leicester game. No.
Talking about copying homework, Brad.
And I was trying to copy mine, didn't he? See, I just changed the 0 to 1. That's how it is. But for those of you who are new and maybe thinking, oh, gosh, here we are, the big game, the Leicester Channel's going to talk about it. Well, why would the Leicester Channel not keep you waiting for the Leicester Hall, the biggest game of the night? Of course we're going to skip over it. And we're going to stay in the relegation scrap battle with the next game, Chris. Millwall in 18th, who hate themselves that much to try and get themselves relegated, apparently. And they're at home to what I want to say is a traumatised but slowly recovering Birmingham City, because they did their best attempt at great escape. Because when they hired, in their infinite wisdom, a certain Wayne Rooney, they were sat in the upper echelons of the playoff. And not only did Rooney's great escape, he must have read the memo backwards, because when he got told he had to perform a great escape, he obviously thought it wasn't just out of the playoffs, but it was to take Birmingham out of the Championship completely, right? Because they are now, and like I said, they're still traumatised and recovering, Chris, because they've picked up decent results, but they are still down in 20th. Now, I know that still keeps them up in the division, and compared to where they were under Rooney and how bad things were, this has another 6-pointer, if you want, on it, Chris, because of how close it is in that league at the moment. I mean, 18th and 20th, one of these two teams lose, they could be in the bottom three come the full-time whistles. I mean, not to give away where I've potentially gone with this fixture, but Chris, what are you thinking, and what are you saying in the game, Chris, not in general, because we know if you think...
Yes, I'm thinking about the end of the world and...
Oh, wow,
is the sun going to explode? No, I mean, I've written three scores down for this already.
Well,
in the space,
you're only allowed one,
because I haven't predicted. I'm predicting the course as I go along. can I have a home win and away win and a draw, please? So yeah, I'm predicting as I go along, and yeah, I mean, it's funny. You've got to laugh at Birmingham, haven't you? You know, they've got these new owners in. They've got this American football guy. that has absolutely no idea about soccer. And they thought it would be a good idea. Let's have a name. Doesn't matter that he's actually never, you know, he's been sacked at his last two jobs, but we'll get him in. Well, we said that most managers have been sacked at some point, haven't they? But look, come on. I mean, it was like, if any club's got egg on the face, if there was an egg on your face award for football teams this season, there'd be a couple up for it. Bristol, I, Anthony would probably be there as well, but Birmingham would win it hands down. Millwall, everybody hates them. We all want them to go down, don't we? But literally, Birmingham are in 15th in the form table. Millwall are in 16th. Birmingham have won two. Millwall have won two. They both drew last time out, and therefore they both lost three. There isn't a piece of toilet paper between them, and that's because Millwall are shit. So I've gone for my second Desmond of the evening. I've gone 2-2.
He's done it again, folks. I mean, Chris, I've put that in the wrong box. Not to get a bit ahead of myself here. Shall I just start putting draws down for all the rest of these fixtures? Because so far, folks, we're through four fixtures and Chris has three draws.
I am looking at this logically, and I think that's why I'm doing so bad. I should just go, 1-0, 4-1, 6-1. You know, I should just make it up. I'm actually looking at that and going, everything about this game, like I say, Birmingham are 15th in the form table, Millwall are 16th. Three losses for Birmingham, three losses for Millwall, two wins for Birmingham, two wins for Millwall. Both last time out got a draw. It has got draw written all over it, which means it'll probably be 3-1 to Birmingham. But I've got everything about it says a draw. I am being too logical, aren't I?
You are, and it's scary, Chris, because I'm just about to say this. Before you say anything, I haven't predicted one yet. But just like getting handed a cheque for £32,000 when he wants to be a millionaire, I don't want to give you that, but I have. I've gone for a 1-1 draw.
Hey, mainly I saw that.
I know, but 3-1, Chris. I've got a lot of catching up to do if I am to. I've already just looked down at what I've gone on to predict. Let's just say. I think you've already defeated me in one fact, in one battle of the prediction show. I went 1-1 because I don't really care for either of these two teams. If they both went down, I really wouldn't care. I just feel sorry for League One if they had to suffer with Millwall, I guess. But there we go, Chris. Now then, we go on to, speaking of League One, we talk about a team that's already there next. And you couldn't ask for a worse opposition. If you're going to make some great escape, what you don't want is an away game. And what you don't want is to be away to 7th place Norwich, who are literally a point outside the playoffs. I mean, Norwich will be looking at our game, hoping that we can, continue our form, but, you know, add to our win against Sunderland and give them a chance to pry the door open and get into the playoffs. And they're taking on an opposition. You couldn't ask for a better opposition if you're going to do your job on the day, Chris. They are playing 24th rock bottom Rotherham. I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off for any potential poor Rotherham fans. And I mean, they're playing red, so sorry, Anthony. You know what I mean? Anthony, you just talk too much shit for me to update the league on your say-so anyway, mate. So I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. I've gone 5-0 Norwich. I think this will be a rout. They're dead, they're done, they're over. They're back in League One. They're already probably planning for it. I'm going 5-0. Chris, no need to go on about Rotherham. Just Norwich, really. Can we come to know Rotherham are crap? Sorry, Rotherham fans.
Not a lot I can add to that. You know, Rotherham have lost six games in the last six. I'm just looking, they're minus 42. Sheffield Wednesday are minus 23. You know what I mean? They haven't got anything good to look at for the rest of the season. They did get three against Ipswich, though, Rotherham. Ipswich managed to only beat them 4-3. But Coventry did put five past them last week. But they are 24th of the form table, where they are in the main table as well. Norwich are up in sixth. They've only lost one, but it was last week out to Middlesbrough 3-1. Obviously, Norwich are going to win. Absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. I have gone a bit more conservative than you, and I've gone 2-0 to Norwich. No, that was Blackburn, mate.
Oh yeah, sorry, I got the owners mixed up with the apples.
Well, I went last time I went on holiday, I walked up, you know, in the airport, I went, she said, "No, sir, this is the check-in desk."
Well, for God's sake, I
come on.
God's sake. Oh, moving on, for God's sake. Right then.
You love it.
Moving on, another chasing playoff contenders. I call them the Preston Eight, even though they're in ninth at the moment. They are in a hunt for the playoffs. They'll probably come eighth coming into the season because it's what they've done for the last three seasons. You know, this will be one of them where, you know, come the end of the season, Chris, we could do a quiz and we're like, who was top of the league for the first seven game weeks? And no one would bet the money that reminded them that it was Preston and not Leicester at that point. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe by game week seven they weren't top. But they were up there at the start, proving it doesn't matter how well you start, it's how well you go throughout the season. Because now they're outside the playoffs, trying to desperately get back into it. And they're against... Oh, obviously, tongue-in-cheek here, Chris would say my favourite team, sitting exactly where I like to see them. 22nd place, Stoke City. That's what happens when you rob a manager from a newly promoted side, and I hope he fails at every job he has afterwards. He can't drive. The only thing he's doing is driving Stoke further and further closer to League One. It is, of course, Schumacher. Preston versus Stoke City. Take the wheel, Chris.
Well, before I say anything, I have agreed with John. So there we go. I mean, look, we put five past them, and I've said this story many, many times, but I'm going to say it again, that I said that Stoke would not go down because there's three worse teams than them. We then beat them 5-0, and they asked me back on the review show afterwards, and I said, "You sure you want me on?" They went, "Yeah, you can't say anything worse than our own fans are." And I said, "Well, do you remember me saying that there was three worse teams than you?" There's not. There's one. I mean, you know, Stoke are in free fall. They really are. And it's hard to think that you remember Stoke under like the old Mark Hughes years. I mean, they were a pretty much established mid-table Premier League team. Just shows if you do not get back up straight away or even sort of within two seasons, how your... You know, your form can just stagnate because you have to, you know, it's harder to get the good players in. It's hard to sort of keep hold of your good players. And you just end up like Stoke, and let that be a warning, Leicester City. Preston, I mean, what is it? You summed it up there, mate. Preston, they don't want to just get promoted. You know, they're up and down like the proverbial, you know, bride's underwear. You know, at the moment, Stoke are in 18th in the form table. They've only won two. One of those was against Queen's Park Rangers. One of them was against Middlesbrough. That said, Leeds were only able to put one past them midweek, where Preston are up to fourth. Preston haven't actually lost in six games. They beat Ipswich 3-2. Ipswich, one game they weren't able to get back on with. And they beat Coventry, so yeah, well done, Preston. I like you. That said, I can't say anything other than a Preston win. And like I say, I've already said I've agreed with John, and I have gone 2-1 to Preston.
Yeah, and I have agreed with you. I've given the same score difference, but I've not gone 2-1. I have gone 1-0 to Preston North End there. Two teams, Chris, one of them you mentioned just there, that before we played Stoke were very much worse than Stoke. No longer the case. In fact, a bit like Sheffield Wednesday, Queen's Park Rangers on somewhat of a resurgence in form. Not lost or lost one in their last six. I don't think they've lost in six. Beat us. You know, we, the QPR fan, we had them before our game. He said he's not really concerned about Leicester and West Brom results because he expected to lose them. They were bonus games in his eyes because you take off first and fifth. they picked up 4 points, and unfortunately for Leicester, we were the 3 out of the 4 points they picked up out of them. They are now out of the relegation zone, which is something which is a long way off, 5 or 6 weeks ago for QPR. And they're playing a Middlesbrough side who are probably the most consistent at being inconsistent, because that 1 minute they're knocking on the playoff door, the next minute they're stumbling down and getting themselves in a relegation scrap. And as you probably guessed, they are right where you expect them to be, Chris. Slap bang in the middle of the table. They are 12th. I'm going to say this now. I have gone for my first Desmond. I could not split between them, because QPR are doing well. Middlesbrough proves that when they turn up, they can score goals. It's just this result could all depend on Middlesbrough. If they don't turn up, QPR are winning this game, in my opinion. That's the only reason I kind of backed them to do something, is if Middlesbrough do turn up, I do see them getting at least a point. I've gone for my first Desmond, Chris. Where are you seeing this go?
Again, QPR are another team I like. I don't know why. I can remember we beat them 5-1 on the last day. Was it of the Great Escape season? And I can remember. And I'm going to say this, and I know it's a while. This will be their first home game since Stan Bowles passed away.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. So RIP to Stan Bowles. Those of us that remember him, he was sort of almost like the original Gazza, wasn't he, really? So RIP to that, and thoughts to the QPR family. I love the fact that QPR have shown what it needs. They made the decision, the wrong decision, in my opinion, which was to take on a ex-player. Do you remember when every time we get a job become available, everybody says, oh, give it to Steve Walsh, he'd get them in order, or you give it to Neil Lennon. You know, going for an ex-player to manage your own club is, and I still made me laugh that Wayne Rooney thinks he can manage Man United one day. Mind you, he probably couldn't do a worse job. But do you know what I mean? They had that ex-player. They went for it. They tried it. It didn't work. Now they've got a decent manager in. I think he's German, isn't he? And they have turned it round. Yeah. QPR are sat in 8th in the form table. You know, they've only lost one in the last 6. And amazingly, that was to Stoke. Can you believe it? They drew with West Brom last time out. We know they beat Leicester. Fair play, and they deserved it. They beat Rotherham. And that was a 6-pointer, wasn't it? You know, I mean, to beat Rotherham. Sorry, Anthony, I know you're in, but they beat Bristol and they managed to draw with Norwich. That is playoff form.
Come too late for them.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But I think they're going to be safe. I don't think they'll go down. Middlesbrough, obviously, it's not obvious, but they were in the playoffs last year, which didn't work out for them. They'd had a very bad start, but they'd got Carrick in. They then went and sold their best player. And if that happens, it's always going to have that sort of, you know, effect on the team. But as you say, I mean, Middlesbrough are, I'm just looking where they are on the form table. They're down in 19th in the form table. They've only won 2. They beat us. God, I can't believe we keep saying this. And they beat Norwich midweek. But I am going to go. I'm going to do a U, Brad. I'm going to go with QPR this time because you used to do that. And I'm going to go 2-1 to QPR.
Oh, he's gone against the grain. I thought when you said you were going to do a me, that meant you were going to go for me and copy with a Desmond, but you've not. You've gone 2-2. You nearly copied Anthony's own words. At least you avoided that depressing state. Well, there you go. I mean, probably it's weird, isn't it? You think informed teams and they're sat in 19th in the league. But I agree with you, Chris. I feel like someone like QPR is carrying too much momentum to it suddenly go wrong. Southampton next, Chris, against a team that we beat previously. Probably not the stuffing out of their playoff ambitions. And they're playing Sunderland. I do feel a little bit sorry for Southampton because this is the stage of the season that obviously they're in that talking point with Leeds, Leicester, Ipswich, where it's the battle of the top four. I've said it for a long time. I know you have, Chris. West Brom, for me, have way too far gone to be getting dragged into it. It's top four batting out for the top two automatic spots. And look, I'm assuming everybody was okay. I know it was a fire that broke out near the ground that caused the postponement of the game.
Whoever asked for the well-done steak must have been regretting it.
Well, yeah, charcoal is what they've got. But, you know, thankfully there was no serious
occasion here, folks.
Yeah, well, luckily there was no serious outcome from it. But
I wouldn't have joked if there was.
No, you might have about the show going live, but that's a different thing. But anyway, my point stands is getting that game postponed. We've always said, Chris, it's not ideal. You'd rather have the points on the board than trying to work out what happens if you don't get a point or win your game in hand. And I know Southampton fans might sit there and go, yeah, well, we're this far behind, but if they drop points and we win our game in hand, you've got to win it. And it puts more pressure on the rearranged fixture. Our game against Southampton, coincidentally, because, sorry, Leeds fans and Southampton fans, we're in a quarter-final. We can't cater to everybody's needs. We've got to play in a quarter-final, you see. How much further we'll be in that competition remains to be seen. But Southampton are, as I said, in fourth, and they're taking on the Sunderland side, who, Chris, it's not going great. I know three of the five defeats have been under Beale, but they just, for a team that Leicester allowed to throw the kitchen sink at them, they barely threw the plug at us at stages of the game. That atmosphere was very, very, well, I don't say very toxic, but it was very annoying, wasn't it? The Sunderland fans got annoyed. They retreated backwards. They seemed scared to attack Leicester. And I could understand that in most circumstances. But given the fact that we hadn't won a league game in three games, we were just as nervous ourselves. We showed that in the way we played the second half. They didn't really commit to the cause of going for broke and just trying to nick a goal and peg Leicester back. You know, one of them where we say we'd rather lose it 3-0 going for it than 1-0 not trying. It felt like that's what Sunderland did. Just quickly, Chris, does this postponement and having these games in hand and the likes of Ipswich and Leeds and Leicester just getting a couple more points on the board, does that affect Southampton's push in this game? Or are they kind of going, oh, Sunderland, they've probably fallen out that playoff hunt. What, give us a score prediction, Chris. Are you going for a home banker or are Sunderland going to cause another upset?
You would think it's got to be a home banker because they haven't had a midweek game. So they should be that much fresher, that much fitter. You know, any minor knocks should have maybe, you know, healed. And Sunderland, yeah, like you say, I mean, you know, at some points it was like, you know, watching Zulu, the film at the end, you know, where they keep coming and keep coming and keep coming when Sunderland played Leicester. We were like Rorke's Drift, you know what I mean? We absolutely were just throwing our bodies in the way. It wasn't pretty, but it was the result that mattered. But Sunderland really went for it. Again, this is a game I've changed my mind three times. I'm actually going to have to do this. Or am I? No, I'm going to stick with what I'm not going to change it again. I was thinking whether to how many goals to give Sunderland. Oh. But Southampton, they had a great run, didn't they? They couldn't lose, and then suddenly they did. And now they're struggling to win. But they know they can't afford now, having gone through that blip And we, you know, we've just gone through a blip as well, but ours was only a mini one. Sunderland haven't won in five. They've only won one in six, and that was against Plymouth. You know, they lost to us, Norwich, Swansea, Birmingham, Huddersfield. Teams that you would have hoped that if they were going to go for playoffs, they would have been beating teams like Huddersfield, Birmingham, etc. Southampton Southampton on their last six, which obviously is different last six to everybody else, are sat 12th in mid-table. But I think it is going to be a home banker because Southampton know what they've got to do. You know what I mean? They're looking at the table thinking, we have to win if we're going to sort of keep up with them. I've gone 2-0 Southampton.
He's gone 2-0. You've been more conservative than I have. I've gone 3-0 Southampton because it's weird, isn't it? Because they tried to do this to us, but in reverse when we were on for the Premier League title. They tried to put the pressure on us by making us play first. And if anything, that seemed to benefit us because we'd get in front in a game and then all of a sudden, bang, 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 we were happy foot campers. And we were like, hey, now the gap's back up to 10. The pressure's on Bottenham, Hotspur and arseholes. I mean, Arsenal. Sorry, I said sorry. it's just you know. Whereas when you're chasing the pack, the last thing you want, and you know you've got to play that catch-up game, the last thing you want is Leicester and Leeds and Ipswich all win, because then the game you're currently playing is already, and it's important anyway, but it makes it even more important because you don't have grounds to make it up on, and you don't know what form the team you're rescheduled to play is going to be in when you come to play it. They could be on a right surge of results and going well. So having said that, I've actually gone 3-0 Southampton because I think they'll want to show that they're not going to let that game in hand or a couple of games in hand or whatever it is affect them.
But the thing is, I went 3 at the start, 3-0, but I thought, no, I'm going to go 2. But Leeds have kicked off against Sheffield Wednesday.
Don't worry, Chris, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do a Chris. And for those that don't know, what Chris does if there's a game on the show is you'll get halfway through your train of thought, and just as you're about to get to a critical talking point, he'll go, yes! So if you see that, you know exactly what's happened in the game. Well, depends if I've got any bets on, you don't know. This is not a sponsored show.
Laughing at the first Leeds attempt.
Well, it's 2 minutes in, and all I can say is, yeah, it's 0-0. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be a Sheffield Wednesday fan.
Yeah. Although saying that, oh, wait. Oh, dear. Anyway, we're moving on to one team that is probably in the same bracket as Millwall. They're probably one of the only few teams that really don't have anything to play for. Watford, shooting themselves in the foot the last 4 or 5 weeks, have had some very shocking results. But they're playing that team that beat us in that FA Cup final. Remind me again, what was it? They were the minus 25 points off M69 team. Coventry City. They were in eighth. So they're only two places outside of where they want to be, which is the playoffs again. Although Luton Town, how did that fare for you playing in the playoffs last time? But, you know, the team that won the FA Cup, fair play to them. I mean, I know we've got Chelsea in the quarterfinal, but it's already Coventry's. So, fair play to them.
And Watford, they're still on the bus celebrating, mate.
Well, Watford are in bad form, Chris. Is this the chance that Coventry need to be playing teams like Watford are in a dodgy, more dodgy form than a dodgy kebab at 4 a.m, you know? Chris, I'll go out there. I hate to say it. I'll rip the Band-Aid off. I've backed Coventry to win because they have been impressive. I know it was Rotherham, but they did put five past them, so they've got goals flowing within them. And Watford have been poor form, so I just cannot see a way Watford win this. How am I wrong, and why am I wrong, and why am I actually really going to be putting 2-1 Watford down for your score predictions? Or is this another draw?
Oh, give us yours then.
I went 2-1 Coventry.
Oh, you've gone 2-1 Coventry.
Yes, right.
Okay. I mean, Watford are 21st in the form table. They've only won once, like you say, in six, and that was against
Stoke.
Where are we, Watford? No, Rotherham.
Oh, brilliant. Well, yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't Stoke.
Same idea. We had the same idea against Rotherham. No, and again, you know, if you're not beating Rotherham at this stage of the season, there's something wrong. Coventry, yes, they put they put five out, five away last week, or midweek, sorry. It was against Rotherham, but they're scrapping for their lives, Rotherham. And, you know, they have put up some good fights. But Coventry are in ninth in the form table. 1-3, drawn 1, lost 2. They only managed to put one past Stoke, but they beat Millwall, so fair play, Coventry. Losing to Preston and West Brom. But I think this is going to be an easy one. I really do, for Coventry. And I've gone for 0-3. Watford 0, Coventry 3.
Oh, gosh. Get the warning out. Get the sirens blaring. Chris is dared to dream. He's dared. Oh, for fuck's sake. I'll copy that, Anthony. Fuck. There we go. That one's over there, isn't it? There we go. But Chris has gone for his biggest win of the day. He's gone for a 3-0 win. He has got a 3-1 win in the predictions. No, John, not this one. He's gone 3-0, but he's gone 3-1 for Ipswich. But this is the biggest margin of win. And the only reason I've gone 2-1 for them, Chris, is purely because typically Coventry, they play somebody that isn't Rotherham and they'll win by the odd goal. It just seems to be the Coventry way. But now we move into two teams at opposite ends of the table, but both have something to fight for both different reasons. Huddersfield Town, who unlike QPR and Sheffield Wednesday, Huddersfield aren't in accelerating form, but they're doing enough to keep their head above water. They are 21st, which just has been the operative word, has them safe, but it is safe nonetheless. A bit of a manager merry-go-round. They've seemed to have settled down since then. They're on their third manager, so third time's a charm. But they're playing fifth Brom United, aren't they? Or West Brom, as they're known as. West Bromwich Albion, because they've been fifth since the season began, it felt like. They've been fifth. They're very much comfortably in fifth. They're not catching Southampton, barring a collapse from Southampton. So they're not going to contend for the automatics. I would be very surprised with how consistent they've been picking up points if they were to drop out of the playoffs battle. So you're almost Southampton, obviously one of the four teams above them are going to be in that, but you would, yeah, I know, spin around again. Wingardium Leviosa.
You always wanted to be a conductor.
I have.
Ding, ding. Move on down the bus, please.
But they are, you know, they are looking to secure their place in the playoffs, and kind of like the teams above them, as long as they keep getting the results, it doesn't really matter what the teams are doing. It is, however, going to be a difficult game, I feel. This is one where maybe they slip up, maybe a draw comes into it. But, I mean, is that the case for you? Like I said, Huddersfield are at home. They are on okay form. It's not compared to their other relegation rivals, but again, Chris, they are keeping their head above water. And come the middle of May, Chris, that's all they will care about if you consider the manager merry-go-round they've had. And the merry-go-round in their form. But, Chris, are West Brom going to make it another win on their CV? Are Huddersfield going to cause an upset? Or is this last on IT? Is this the bore on ITV4 or last on Match of the Day, as you would say?
No, Huddersfield are not going to cause an upset. And no, it's not going to be last on Match of the Day. Because I think West Brom win, and West Brom win this very easily. Because in West Brom, look at this. And Huddersfield, whilst they're 14th in the form table, they are 22nd in the actual table. They've minus 16 goal difference, Huddersfield. I wouldn't mind seeing Huddersfield go down, to be honest with you. They've beaten Sunderland 1-0. They've beaten Watford. They did draw with Leeds, but look, that's not a form game. That's a local derby, and they always are different. I think West Bromwich Albion will look at this and go, we can we can really open that gap now. You know, Cardiff City, who are they playing again? They're playing Ipswich. So, you know, we've both gone for an Ipswich win there. So if Cardiff City lose, I mean, Sunderland are on 47. If they win, they'll only go up to 50 anyway. But Sunderland are playing, well, Southampton. So they're looking at their two nearest, right, well, two of them, you know, people that could possibly catch them. Yes, you've got Norwich in there. Yes, you've got Coventry. But I just think this would open that gap up a little bit. Do you know what I mean? And if they can win, when you've got, I mean, yes, I know you've got Hull City and you've got Norwich and Coventry up there as well. But if those, you know, some of those teams are losing around them, it does open that, and I think they will go for that. And I've got them down for, I've gone down for, if you thought me 3-0 was my biggest win, I've gone 4-0.
Oh, he's gone for a kick in. He's gone for an absolute hammering. Well, I've got more faith, you know, a bit like George Michael, you've got to have it. I've gone for a bit more faith in Huddersfield, and I actually feel like coming away from that game against Leeds, they played 10 men for practically 55 minutes, given the stoppage time in the first half as well. And they managed to do what we couldn't against a stronger opposition, or not a stronger opposition, a lesser opposition when we played Coventry. And that was, they didn't crumble, they didn't concede. I think a lot of people thought, even though it was a derby game, Leeds were going to take the initiative. It was going to be, you know, Leeds were suddenly going to stroll to a 4-5, maybe even 6-1 victory, and they held out. And I think, you know, again, this is a part of the season where, yes, you're concerned a little bit by your position, but it's so close down there that you can take a free swing at West Brom and go at them and maybe cause an upset. You don't know. And I've actually gone for, and I'm sorry to give away any spoilers, Chris, but unfortunately you are winning the battle of the draws tonight, because this is my last draw that I have predicted. I have gone for a 1-1 draw.
Wow.
So, oh, for God's sake, Anthony, piss off. You know what? Can I change my prediction in your game? I want to go Bristol City 0 Swansea 6 now, because you keep agreeing with me. He copies my own work, Chris. He waits for me to put my predictions in because he's shitting himself that I'm going to catch him in the league. That's what it is.
Well, he was above me last week, but he's dropped behind again. John has gone 2-1 to West Bromwich Albion.
Oh, no, right. Guys, I'll edit in the chat. I am not having it. I've just seen Anthony's prediction for the next one. I'm not having it. I'm changing it on the show, and I will re-edit it and post it in tonight. My last game, my prediction's getting changed. I'm not having it.
No. Well, I just want to say a big hello to Craig, or as, of course, we now know him, Mr. Penis Head. How are you doing, Craig? Sorry, mate. I know you've been messaging me about something, and I've sort of half messaged you back, but I've had a lot going on today, as I was explaining to Brad earlier. I've had my breakfast show, I've had the BBC, I've got this, I've got another radio show later, and they were supposed to go on Loot, which I didn't.
Asleep. Go on, just check it. Sorry, I was trying to do a shameless plug for you then.
Carry on. You plug away, sir.
That's Three Hills Radio tonight. This man can go 3 hours for the Love Doctor if you ladies are in need of some.
Don't build me part up. It's only two.
Oh, well, you know. Okay, Chris is so good. You'll feel like it was 3 hours. There you go. That's how you tune in. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But the big news is, everybody, that if you watch this programme from next week onwards, most weeks when they're able to make it, can I just say, if you do watch this show from next week onwards, please bring a sleeping bag, because you've got Brad and Craig on together. So if you think this show is only going to last an hour, you can come from this straight to my love show on the radio at 10 o'clock.
So, yeah, and we'll still be on the second week of predictions, second game predictions.
Yes, but he's joined in. Craig, welcome along, and it's great to have you on the chat, mate. We will have another drink soon, very, very, very soon. And look, you know, you say that was Mavis that was in the pub. The police were called out. One old lady, three policemen, mind you, she did kick and scream when she was going out, but after hitting a member of staff, she was escorted away by the police. And I don't know why you brought your wife along, Craig, if I'm honest with you, because, you know, I was on my own. I think that was a bit unfair of you. Anyway, he's gone 3-0 to West Bromwich Albion after all of that.
He has. Right then, now, we don't have it on a fixture list, so this is the second to last fixture we're going to talk about before we do the last game.
I didn't put it on because I didn't realise there was any midweek games, to be honest.
No, I didn't until the ever-reliable Jeff and that posted in the group that there is a game midweek. But the last technical game of this weekend is Bristol City versus Swansea City. Now, I am going to change it, and I know that means I've got to edit it, but we only want to edit it. So listen now, listen live, those of you in the predictions
table. I'm writing yours down as well here, mate, so don't worry.
Yeah, I've got mine written down. But because Anthony's been pissing me off copying my own work, I hope Bristol City score one more than you've predicted, Anthony, because I'm going to change mine. I had gone 2-0, but copycat, Mr. Copycat R. Us, right, piddling me off, I've gone 3-0 Bristol City. They're playing the Swansea side. Chris, who, because I didn't realise I'd missed him off the list, you're going to have to tell us league positions and forms and be a bit brisk about it. Because Swansea have been awful. Bristol City were unlucky against Ipswich, but that's what bottle jobs do, I guess. I've gone 3-0 because I don't want to go 2-0 because I'm sick of Anthony copying my homework. I'm going to get one of them. You know when you used to like put a folder up and open it against your papers and
yes.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm not posting mine in the group till we go live 10 minutes before the show so Anthony can't copy.
There you go.
Yeah, right. I've gone
3-0,
ripped the band-aid off. It's the last one, mate, we're really going to talk about before the Leicester one. Where are you going? How do you see it? And how bad are these two teams in form?
Well, yeah, I mean, I look at Bristol City. I mean, Bristol City...
Hey, I'll run the show. I can do what I like. It's not kicked off. I can change my predictions if I want. Sorry, I just noticed a comment.
No, you tell him, Brad. You tell him. He is allowed to do that. Well, anybody's allowed if they want to, but anybody else would have to email it or put it back in the group before 3 o'clock tomorrow. But, no, anyway, Bristol City, I mean, they beat Southampton 3-1. They nearly beat... Ipswich, for God's sake, what do you have to do? And they were down to 10 men as well. Sheffield Wednesday just missed an opportunity. But, you know, I nearly went on a date with Jennifer Aniston, but it was never going to happen. It was only in my dreams. You know what I mean? So you can say nearly this, nearly that. If you don't do it. So Bristol haven't won in the last four. They lost to Queen's Park Rangers. They lost to Sheffield Wednesday. Two teams that they should be beating, really, and probably would have done if they still got Nigel Pearson, let's be honest. Swansea only lost two of the last six. One of those was to Leeds, and the other one was to Ipswich, so kind of fair play to them, you know. They did beat Hull, they beat Sunderland, and they beat Blackburn, but they drew with Watford. And look, when we played them, they weren't particularly very good, were they? If you remember, I had, thanks to my friend there, Craig, I got chicken head on from the call centre, big Swansea fan. But no, this is going to be a Swansea win for me.
Ooh, what's the score then?
I'm going to go 2-1 to Swansea.
Right, 2-1 to Swansea. Right, now this isn't on the fixture list, guys. I've gone 3-0 Bristol City. Chris has gone 2-1. There is a midweek game, Anthony. Pluck your ears. You would have heard what we've been saying because you've been in chat. You must have heard what I was saying. It isn't on there because Chris didn't know there was a midweek game and he does all the lovely artwork. So we're going to talk about this because it's a weird one because we've already predicted these two teams once. It's Birmingham versus Middlesbrough. We don't know where they'll be in the league. There can't be much difference between them where they are. Chris, I'm going for an away win on this one. I'm going Middlesbrough to win it 3-1. What's your prediction for it? Just get the prediction, mate, because it's like a second game week. There's
no point. It's Birmingham Middlesbrough, isn't it? You say.
Yes,
I'm going to go 2-0 to Middlesbrough.
He's going 0-2 to Middlesbrough. Well, there you are, guys.
What did you go, mate? Sorry, what did you go?
3-1 Middlesbrough. 3-1 Middlesbrough. I don't care that Anthony's copping me for that one. It's just the Bristol one. He piddled me off copying my own work. From now on, I'm not going to put mine in chat until 10 minutes before we go live, unless I need to for a Friday game. Because that's
generally, you can do what I do when I come on, which is this is my predictions. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it's like four, five, six results.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at Craig's comment there.
Oh, God.
Margot Robbie turns up every day for me.
But now, Now then, Chris, the big game of the weekend. Some small Tigers club we're hoping are going to get mauled by the Foxes. It is, of course, Hull City sat in the last playoff spot. They are hosting, a Leicester team that we're hoping are going to come back and start a little run of their own. Three league games in a row they'd lost up until the midweek game against Sunderland. But as it is, Chris, this is going to be a difficult one. Hull City will be wanting results around them, teams around them to drop points. This isn't going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. Leicester are going to have to be on point from all areas of the pitch, aren't they, Chris? They're going to have to be top in the attack, in the midfield, and most notably the defence. Chris, is this where Leicester really get back on track? Do you see Leicester adding to that win against Sunderland, or are Hull going to only become the third team to do the double over us this season?
This is it. The incentive is there for them, isn't it, for Hull? And of course, we've got all the off-field nonsense going on with FFP at the moment. And if you want to listen to myself on the BBC Radio Leicester's Sports Weekend preview show, which you can find on the BBC podcast page for Radio Leicester, I explain why it shouldn't affect us. This is one of the hardest. This is the hardest game to predict for the weekend. If you say to me, would I be happy with a point now? I'd probably have to say yes. I've said this to you before, Brad. And you'll hopefully back me up when I say this. When you're 12 points ahead, whatever it was we were, you can be fooled into a low sense of security because you can lose a game and think, yeah, all right, we've still got 9 points. You know what I mean? Still three wins. Then you win and lose another one. And then you lose a third one. This is how it was back in, you remember back sort of in when we first went top, us and Ipswich. We were like that, weren't we? You know,
yeah.
A point difference here, or they'd win and come up to equals to us, and then we would win and go 3 points clear again. So we've had this pressure before. And apart from Stoke, we haven't really stuffed anybody, have we? You know, when we've been winning, when we went, you know, all those games where we were winning and not losing, quite often they were like 2-1s, 1-0s. We were holding on at the end, you know. I think this is going to be one of them. I actually was thinking about the same score that John has gone for. I think Hull will score, but I think it will be very, very close. Nate's gone for it as well. But I'm going to be a little bit different. I think Hull will score. But I did when I was on the preview show with Craig.
Chris, the game kicks off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, mate. Really?
I've learned from the best, mate. I've learned from the best.
About three times I've gone to write down a prediction, then you've gone, but it's like it's not Bob. We're not.
No, it's hard. It's hard. I don't want Anthony to catch me. I'm going to go. Yeah, I think
you could predict the same as Anthony, and he can't catch you.
Hull City 2.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Yeah. Leicester City 3.
Oh, God, you're expecting us to score more goals than we have in the last three league. Well, combined.
It is, but again, it's got to happen at some point, hasn't it?
I suppose it does. Well, Chris, I you know what? I can safely let Anthony know in good stead that I will not be changing my score line. Even though he has yet again copied my homework, if I have to start keeping my eye on you, suspicious lot, that wait until about an hour before to copy people's homework. I might have to put some of you in detention because I'm getting this feeling that some of you would rather stay ahead of others, and that's why you wait. I'm just saying. I'm not accusing people of it. I'm just saying. But I think Leicester need to keep a clean sheet, Chris. And the first thing they need to do is, if they get in front against Hull, is get a second. And then if they go and get 3-4 afterwards, brilliant. If they go and see it out, win 2-0, 2-1, I don't really care, as long as it's 3 points coming back with us from Hull. I really don't. You could say, like Leicester, they're kind of going a bit of Hull and back, aren't they? Now, if you're any Fools and Horses fan, you'll like that reference to Hull and back. If you don't, you're as depressed as Chris's face look.
No, I was just deciding whether to laugh or not.
I'd cry if it was me, mate. But Leicester go into Hull and back, and I've backed us to win 2-0. I don't think it'd be a goal fest like you, Chris. I will take something. I just feel like you're right in a way that we do need to. I think Leeds have got a penalty. I'm not sure. No? Yes,
you're,
no?
You're ahead of me then.
No, it's just the Leeds player went down, the referee pointed, but his arm was at a dodgy angle. For half a second, I thought he'd pointed to the spot, but he'd awarded a goal kick.
Oh, you definitely had, because I'm on 25 minutes. What are you on?
25. I think I'm about 36.
Oh, no, I've just literally... No, it was at the Sheffield Wednesday end.
Oh, no, I'm about 40 seconds behind you in that sense, because Sheffield Wednesday have just won the ball back now. I am about, my stream is always about 30 odd seconds behind you. Because I've just seen it go across the box. It's gone all the way across
that's
the box.
Replay, mate. Oh, okay. Oh, you were, all right. I thought that's the one you were referring to.
No. Anyway, as we've gone through it. We've gone through the predictions. Brad, we are two peas in the same pod. Yeah, but you're the one that gets picked out of the pod and gets flicked into the garden, mate. That's what you are. Discarded pea, as that sounds like a sentence and a half I didn't want to hear saying. But there we are, folks. We have gone through the predictions week for game 37. We've even included the midweek game. Thanks to Jeff for that. He's always first on to do it. Because I'm about to see the chance that you went, look at it.
No, mine was a foul. I went, ooh, by the way.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter anyway. It's not a game. But anyway, we're focusing on the wrong thing. This has been the Predictions League. Chris, thank you very much for stepping in. Just remind people where they can get in for a check-in with the Love Doctor. That is
the Love Doctor.
And just for our argument's sake, for Anthony, just to keep him happy, I'm not going to change my Bristol City prediction, because now my luck, I'll change it, and it'll be 2-0 to Bristol anyway. So I'm not going to be editing any of mine. But yeah, where can the
what have you gone for Bristol now then?
2-0. Yeah, I was going to change it, but I can't be bothered, because then it'll just cause chaos for everybody else. Chris, Surrey Hill has a radio station for you, don't they?
It does. Surrey Hills Radio. It is an internet station. So it is based in Leatherhead, but of course, with the internet, we've got listeners in Australia and America and all over. So I do the breakfast show every Monday to Friday between 7 till 10, but I also do the late night love song show on a Friday night between 10 and 12 o'clock with the Love Doctor. Make an appointment. So I actually, it's almost like a week sandwich, because I wake you up on a Monday morning and I put you to bed on a Friday night. That's scary, isn't it? SurreyHillsRadio.co.uk or ask the smart speaker to play Surrey Hills Community Radio.
I bet you've had to work on saying that. You're used to saying, asking the smart speaker to play your Leicester Till I Die TV podcast, which you can obviously, as you see at the bottom there, that's where you can all find us on all your favourite podcast platforms.
Yes.
And of course,
Don't forget the BBC.
Don't forget the /BBC as well. And of course, you can find us on YouTube here mainly, and on Twitch. We are trying to get our TikTok up. As you can see there, if you scan the QR code and follow the proper LTLE TikTok, that's a new show, because we want to go live on there. We need 1,000 of you lovely people to head on over there and join us on there, so you can find us throughout the brand.
There will be some more content going up on that over the weekend. I've just got to do some clipping.
I don't want to talk about you and your nail clippings and all that, but that's where you can find us for that. So make sure you're going over there and showing some support to us, because it'd be lovely to get you all over there for some outtakes, if you will. from the show. Well, not out. Well, I suppose they are outtakes. So this is filmed in front of a live streaming audience, as I would say. But nonetheless, the humour is there. It'd be great there. And we are hoping we'll be back tomorrow, Chris, won't we, at the more regular time. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. What are they, Chris? But we'll be back at the more regular time of, is it 2 o'clock?
2:15.
Or are you waiting for the quarter past?
2:15, because my co-host never comes in until he's seen the team.
I would like, that's very true. It's like a religious thing for me. I refuse to enter the studio until I've seen the team, because the first question I get asked from Chris is, have you seen the team? So it'd be pointless me coming in if I said no.
Well, I'm not. Because if you say no, then I know not to ask you your opinion on it.
No, well, so I like to come in prepared. But we are back tomorrow for the watch along. You can join this lovely face down below for the watch along at 2:15. He is joined by his other famous, well, I think she's going to game tomorrow, but his other BBC representative, the Royalist. Well, my invite must have been got lost in the post from Matt Piper. I'm not saying I'm making an enemy out of
mate, you've just not been invited.
It was dated to come. Apparently, he said to me, I said, Brad, I don't know why you didn't get the invitation. It was sent out to arrive on the 30th of February. But there we go, folks. Mistakes were made. At least you got it. Now then, Chris, whilst I completely missed the outro, I've got the button already. Chris, we're going to do our usual goodbye, as we always do. This time I get to take the reins being the host of this show. As always, we'll see you tomorrow at 2:15 for the watch-along of Hull City versus Leicester. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye. Good night, folks.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die. Independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.